Don't give up. You can get to a point in your life to where you will say, what's the use? I give up. I quit. Now, many people go through a lot of tragedy. And during those time periods of tragedy, some points in that time period, you just want to quit. Quit what? Quit everything. I mean, it really works on your attitude. It gets to think, you know, I felt so miserable for so long, I just give up. Well, we can't do that. See, you give up, you're still there. When you give up, the problem's still there. So God says, I don't want you to give up. I want you to give it to me. I want you to give you to me. I want you to understand, when I sent my son to save you eternally, that I sent him to be a part of you and you a part of him right then and there. You see, my eternity already started. I have to wait till I die. I'm not going to die, so there's no sense in waiting for it. I'm going to step out of this body just like you, and I'm going to step into eternity. The body can't go to heaven because the body is a sinful nature. So God removes us, you and me, our spirit, to be with him. And he said, I got you a spiritual body here waiting. And then later on, Larry, you get a glorified body just like Jesus. So God says, I want you to hang in there. But he never told us to hang in there without him. Don't give up. Now, don't you dare give up on people. Don't you dare give up on prayer. Well, God didn't answer my last prayer. How do you know when the answer to your last prayer needs to be given for your life? God will always answer your prayer. We just get upset because it doesn't do it on our time schedule. Amen. Well, our time schedule is not his time schedule. Amen. When God says yes on the prayer, he says yes at the time to where that prayer has the greatest power. So God says, don't give up on prayer. And do not give up on God's promises. Don't give up on people. Don't give up on prayer. Don't give up on God's promises. Well, you know, I read in the Bible and God promised this. I don't see it. That's because spiritually you're blind as a bat. We don't see God's gifts that are in front of us because our mind is set too much on what's in the world, on the physical. Our mind is set too much on things of this world. Not one thing in this world is going to accompany you when you leave this world. Why, your body ain't even going with you. So what's going on and what's going with me? Who I am, my spirit, you and I, spiritual beings. And God says, I want you to pay attention. I want you to understand that I will not give up on you. So therefore, don't you dare give up on you. But we hurt, Lord. We are broken. Yeah, God knows that. He listened to his son in the garden that night. Jesus was in such agony, in such distress, that the scripture says as he prayed It was as great drops of blood came as sweat. He was in such prayer, in such agony. Every emotion that could be felt, Jesus was feeling that night. Your emotion, my emotion, he was feeling it in that garden. And it was as great drops of blood he sweated. The blood for you, for me. You see, our problems had to be conquered, but only Jesus could conquer them. So of all the problems you think you have, picture your Savior taking on every sin, every problem that would ever exist by any human being throughout life. And he says, I take them all. He's my hero. And when he took all of that pain, agony, and brokenness, he looked at me and you and said, I love you. I love you like you are. And because I love you, I'm not going to leave you that way. I'm going to remold you. After all, he is the potter. And after all, the scripture says that we're in the potter's hand, and the potter can pick out the blemishes. And when he takes out the blemishes, he puts in the love. And when the love comes in, the love comes in your heart so that you can share that love, so you can help others. That's a life worth living. But don't get angry with God, because as you see your life today, you feel like, well, I have nothing to live for. I got news for you. Those of you who are watching, those who are listening, those who are present, I got news for you. God has a plan for you. And see, your plan doesn't stop when you leave this body. You're a continuing spirit. The plan God has for you for eternity started the day you said yes to Jesus Christ, and it will never cease. It will continue. But your eternal life began when you said yes to Jesus. Then Jesus says, eternally you're going to be with me. I work for Jesus. You got trouble with me? Talk to my boss. You got trouble with another personality in your life? Pray for yourself. Oh, I'm going to have to pray for you, brother, because you messed up. Well, listen to me, brother and sister. Start with old number one at you. And you start the prayer, Lord. Excuse me, Randy. Lord, I've come to pray for Randy, because you know how he is. But Lord, I realize something. I want to pray for me first, because you really know how I am. You get the point? Lord, touch our life as brothers and sisters, as sisters and sisters. Lord, touch us in only the way you can. Because in this human condition, Lord, we know we're messed up. Lord, give us the courage to do what is right today. Give us the love that we can share that love with someone else out there that may not even have experienced. And I love you for the whole life. You know, that's a just a word, people say. Well, it is for the people who say that. But for the God who gave it to us, that's His Son. That's His hope for your future. That's the healing power. That's the hand of Jesus in you. When Jesus loves you so much and He touches your heart and He say, I will listen to a prayer from you for Larry. Please pray for Larry. Jesus is listening. God created us to love us, the scripture says. And I remind you time and time again, we are the only of God's creation that was given the ability to reciprocate or to return that love. Only the human race can return the love that God has given us. Don't give up. Tell God how you feel. Tell God how you feel. He wants to hear from you. Lord, probably don't want to hear from me right now because I ain't feeling too good, and I want to do the blame game as to why I'm not feeling too good. Don't do that, because that old finger will come right back at you. You got me? Listen, Lamentations 2 verse 19. This is Jeremiah. Pour out your feelings to the Lord as you would pour water out of a jug. Dump it on Him. God wants to hear about your feelings. He wants to see your feelings, because He had a great lesson to teach you about your feelings. When you feel forgotten, God wants to remind you, I told you, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Well, there goes that feeling. We get those feelings so we can feel sorry for ourselves. Larry, you want to go do this? No, I don't want to go because I feel sorry for myself. You feel sorry for yourself? Yes. Why? I don't know. Did you ever get to feeling sorry for yourself? Did you ever pout? No. Oh, gosh. Did you ever lie? Yeah. God says, those are normal feelings. What I have come to give you is abnormal. What I've come to give you is super spiritual. Why does He always tell us, live in the Spirit? Live in the Spirit. Because there's where our answer is. My answer is not in any book other than the Holy Word of God. My answer is in the Spirit. And in the Spirit, I communicate with God. Live in the Spirit. The physical condition is not going to make it. But you don't need it. You got a new body. You got a new home. And an old friend made sure you have it. His name is Jesus. When you said yes to Him, Jeremiah, pour out your feelings to the Lord as you would pour water out of a jug. Jeremiah, the weeping prophet, he cried all the time. He was broken all the time. But he was broken physically, but and in his spirit, because for that 26 or 28 years, those of students, you'd straighten me out on that one, 26 or 28 years that he prophesied and preached, not one convert. That's a little discouraging, you know? Not one convert in all those years. And there Jeremiah was, a prophet of God, feeling like nobody listened to him. Sort of like a daddy in the house. Anybody listening to me? And I'm going to go check with mom. God says, I want you to know, Jeremiah, I see where you are. Okay, why are you giving up? You're giving up because you see that your ministry, or you see that the work that God has given you, that you consider yourself, well, I'm not good enough to do that. And that's not based on your goodness. It's based on Jesus' goodness and his calling. Don't give up. But nobody moved. My job as a preacher is to preach the gospel. My job has nothing to do with making people come down an aisle. If it were, then somebody else would have the job to keep them from it. No. Your job, my job, be about your Father's business. What did he call you to do? You do it. And let God handle the rest of it. Number two, see God for who he really is. That's what you need to do when you're ready to give up. See God for who he really is. Daniel 9 verse 4, O Lord, you are a great and awesome God. You always fulfill your promises of unfailing love. Larry, I'm going to love you whether the world sees that you're lovable or not. I love you. I got it. To those who love you and keep your commands. Now, what command was it that Jesus told us to keep that incorporated all the commands of God? Love. It was to love. When you have the love, all the commandments are kept, Jesus said. Because in love, does that not mean that you're wanting the best for those you love? And that you're not going to do the things that would be in the wrong because you love them? Love. And in love, God said, you can do it, Larry, because I first loved you. See, I can't even do that on my own. I'm a human becoming. I have a spirit, and my spirit's going to step out and shouting, starting, Brother Randy, on the way to the Lord. Yes, I will not be quiet. I'll be singing, and it won't be Big Bad John. It will be praising God for his mercy and grace. See God for who he really is. I know I told a class last Wednesday at noon, but I'll share this with you all again. When I collapsed the other Sunday and they had me going to the hospital in the ambulance. And the funny part about it was, after I came to myself in the ambulance and all, and I get a kick out of people. I love people. And the ambulance driver, one was male and one female. I'm saying to them as they get me leveled out and all of this, I said, I feel sorry for you all. And I said, I'm sorry. I don't know how many times they said, because the girl said, would you quit telling me you're sorry? I said, okay, I'm sorry. And I said, you know, I'm getting ready to preach a sermon to my congregation. And I've decided that I'm going to go ahead and just cut loose for you two. He said, get in up there. Let's get him to the hospital. We were going. That was the fastest ride I've had to the hospital that I can ever remember. But God said, I want, and I said this. This was my point on that. It's what I said to the young lady as she was getting ready to take me in the hospital. I said, you know, the greatest feeling that I believe that I've ever had is I had no fear of death at all. I was joking all the way. It was because, you see, I know what God says, and I believe His word. And He said, whoever believes in me shall not see death. So I was just going to hop right on over, but I knew it would aggravate Faye, so the Lord kept me here. It is so important for you, Christian, to understand. Don't give up. Because, you see, you can lose people. Don't do that. They need to see victory in Jesus in your life. They need to see the hope that's in your face, in your eye. They need to hear the story. And it's all about the story. Telling the story of Jesus. Next thing you do, when you're thinking about giving up, ask God for the next step. That next step is hard. Lord, I'm here. What do I do next? And you get silence. Oh, thanks, Lord. Yeah, I thought I was coming along pretty good. And all of a sudden, you don't hear anything. Did you ever stop to think that maybe you are exactly where you ought to be? And you need to wait upon the Lord. God says, wait upon the Lord. I say, wait upon the Lord. He'll be there right on time. You go through the door too soon, you're going to get hurt. You go through the door too late, you're going to get hurt. Wait on the Lord. He'll show up right on time. Psalm 143, second part of verse 8. My prayers go up to you. This is David. Show me the way I should go. There are ways, many ways, but only God's way is the right way. And He needs and must show you that way. Wait on the Lord. You're not in any hurry. Where are you going? Well, you know, I'm in such... Have you ever got in such a hurry you got there and nobody was there? And you think, what happened? Wrong day, brother. Okay. I knew that. I just wanted to make sure I could find a place. I'll come back tomorrow. God pays attention to your life to such a degree that He says, don't you dare give up. It might not seem as though life is working out for you right now, but it is in my time. Because I want your life to work out perfectly for you. And in so doing, it glorifies God. And each of us as Christians, our great desire is, I want to bring glory to God. Now, God is the glory. And any glory that you might think it's going on in your life is a gift from you to God. You know about the crown you're going to get. You know about all the blessings of the crown when you get to heaven, and you know about the gifts that are going to be given to you in heaven. But read a little further. You know what we do with them? We lay it at the feet of Jesus. It's not what we've done. It's what he did in our life and through our life. Don't you dare give up. There's a soul needing saving out there. There's a heart needing lifting up. There's pain that's being felt physically in bodies. They need hope. They need to hear about how the pain was taken care of in someone else. They need to hear the story. Here's your story. Remember, when people talk about witnessing, can you witness for the Lord? And when preachers say that, or other Christians say that, the majority of the people in the church and all say, what in the world are they talking about? I don't know how to do that. Give me a witness. I don't know what that means. Let me tell you what it means. When you witness for Jesus, it's telling your particular story about what Jesus has done to you. You don't have to come up with a story that's so exciting. Trust me, yours is exciting when Jesus has worked through you to touch your life and you said yes to Jesus. That's a testimony. Your life. What has he done for you in your life? And only you know that story. Don't try to use somebody else's. Use your own. I was sinking deep in sin. Deep in sin. And Jesus brought me in. What a story. And each one of us have that story. If you've accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior of your life, and others, you can have it. When you say yes to Jesus, the problem is when Jesus shows up in our life, we don't recognize him. Well, Lord, I didn't expect you to show up this early. Or it's later than you think, Larry. Get the point? God says, I'll be right on time in your life. But the power for your life is in Jesus. And who Jesus is in you, individually, personally. Now you play the game, you're going to lose. You start playing Christian, and you've already lost. You start pretending, and then going against everything God says, the world sees it. All just another typical individual professing Christianity, just like the rest of us. No, we're a peculiar bunch. Anybody ever told you you're a little odd? Or your pastor will. Every personality is odd because it's created just for you. Number four, trust God for strength, for whatever the situation. Trust God for strength. 2 Corinthians 1 verse 9. I used a Message version on this one, but listen to it. Message is street language. We felt like we'd been sent to death row. Apostle Paul is talking here. Here they are. They're waiting for either the wild animals or whatever is getting ready to devour them. They're in a mess, and Paul is crying out and said, we felt like we'd been sent to death row. That it was all over for us, but as it turned out, it was the best thing that could have happened. Instead of trusting in our own strength or wits, to get out of it. We were forced to trust God totally. Now, listen to the end of it. Not a bad idea, since he's the God who raises the dead. Huh? He got it. Not a bad idea, since he is the God that raises the dead. He's got my life in his hand. Never late. Never wanting us to give up. He will be there to give you strength. Now, folks, I'm not saying that you're not going to cry and you're not going to beg God, even to the point that you hurt so bad, Lord, please take me on home. Can't stand any more pain. It knocks you out, you know. I can't stand anymore. No. Larry? Yeah, you can. Let me show you. Time after time. But the time is coming when I, like you, will hear from heaven. Now is the time. Today is the day. Salvation. Come on. Your journey on earth is over. Your journey with me is just beginning. Come. I told you you're going to hear me yelling all the way up. And if any of you are there at a funeral service, it's a day of praise. I better not catch you crying. You get excited. You get excited for me. And not only that, you ain't that far behind. Get excited that you're going to get to see it too. You see, only a Christian can joke about what's called death. Because I ain't dying. I'm leaving this human condition waiting for you on the other side. Oh, it's an exciting sight. Actually, the scripture says it's supper time. Come on. Larry, it's supper time. That's some good eating, people. At the table of your Creator. That's God's word. It doesn't get better than God's word. Let's pray. Father, we lift our heart to you, Lord, praising your name, giving you thanks for all that we have, knowing, dear Lord God, that you are the one who've told us not to give up, not to give in, but to stand up. Stand up and reach out for a world that's lost in sin. Touch the lives, dear Lord God, that we will come in contact with this week, and touch our life, that we might be the witness that you've called us to be to that life. Help us, Father, as we help one another. Lead us, Father, as we become the blind leading the blind on our own, but with you, victory is assured. We ask the blessing in Jesus' name. Amen.